15 minutes. I sometimes tell people it takes me 15 minutes just to say hello. But I'm going to talk about the same thing that I probably always talk about, which is the therapeutic use of daily life events and how moments are meaningful things and how we can make those moments perhaps even more meaningful, and what underlies this or what this is about is how we can engage with the opportunities that are available in the everyday moments of life and how we can make those everyday moments significant and meaningful and ideally therapeutic for the young people with whom we work. I will tell you just really quickly that what I'm about to talk about is founded on the characteristics of a child and youth care approach, and I'm not going to, excuse me, go through all of those, because obviously we don't have time, but you can find those on CYCNet. You find them in the literature. They're around, and as you go through all of those characteristics, or when we were looking at them the other day, somebody said maybe they're themes of practice rather than characteristics of practice. And you come to the final one, ultimately, child and youth care practice is about using daily life events to facilitate change. And so everything that I'm about to say over the next 10 minutes or so is essentially founded in these characteristics. And while we talk a lot today about the importance of the moment and being in the moment with a young person and the value of the what Henry Meyer called the seemingly insignificant minutiae of everyday life, this is not a new concept. In many ways, in fact, we are, as a field, just catching up with our own history. And here's a few examples. In 1959, that's like 50 years ago, Fritz Rettel and David Wyman said that this opportunity, the opportunity to engage in this moment with this child, this opportunity gives the worker a long-hoped-for chance to help the client. As you all know, Rettel and Wyman did their studies in Detroit all those years ago when they brought together a large group of delinquent children in Detroit, Michigan. And trust me, in the late 40s and 50s, there were lots of delinquent children in Detroit. And after 3 years of study, they came to the conclusion that the most important thing that happens for young people who live in group care is the encounter between the direct care worker and the young person themselves. And as we move through our own history, we run across people like Henry Meyer, who for many of us is one of the grandfathers of our field. And 1987, he said that genuine care work once again entails the utilization of everyday happenings. And Ward here in over in England spoke about how workers have to be therapeutic in everyday life alongside the children in informal in-between times and at unplanned moments. This idea of the use of daily life events for therapeutic purposes has been the strongest theme that's permeated our field over the last 50 or 60 or 70 years. And just, that's why I say in some ways today we're finally catching up to our own history. It's the little things. It's the little moments. And focusing on these has been, as I say, a part of the history of working with young people. I'm going to talk in a minute about a brief framework for intervention that we've developed that might help us think about a little bit about how to make these moments most significant and most meaningful, that evolved essentially out of my own PhD research some 147 years ago when I was younger and went to school. But here are some of the basic principles, and It's interesting that you can't see the middle one, but I'll tell you what it says. The first one is the idea that everything occurs in its own specific context. That young girl that you see on the screen, up here, the one with the hoodie on, that's actually pink, not blue, as it shows on the screen, she stands out. And that moment for her is contextualized by everything that's around her. The other people, the singing, whatever provoked the singing, the fact that this photo was taken in a deep rural Isibindi project in South Africa, the fact that she was there and I was there and the other people, all of this forms the context of her particular moment. And so when we talk about taking advantage of the moment, we also always attend to the elements of context, because every moment is different, because every context is different. And that second photo up here is actually a photo of a painting, and beside it, if you could read it, it would say, "Meaning making is central to effective intervention." How we as individuals create this moment, how we create this child, how we, through our own process of interpretation, make sense out of whatever we experience impacts on this moment, just as however the child makes meaning of this moment impacts on whether or not it will be therapeutic. And finally, just another idea or principle that underlays what I'm going to share with you is this idea that many youth could benefit from a different experience of self in relationship with others. Many youth experience themselves as non-significant, unvalued, unvaluable, as a chattel or as a tool. And part of our work has to involve how this moment can help this child have a different experience of herself in relationship with other. As Jerry Fuster said, relationships are really the only place where we ever truly experience and grow ourselves. So here's a brief framework that I offer you that that we use, some of us, to think about how to make a moment most effective or most meaningful. When I was doing my PhD research, I had the opportunity to go and ask some young people. You've all had this experience, right? If you've been in the field long enough, one day a young person will come back to you and say, "Remember the day when you..." And they'll say something simple, like, "Remember the day when you said to me, 'What do you think your mother would think of that?'" And you've said that 1,000 times to 1,000 different children over the course of your career. And, of course, you don't remember this particular moment. And that young woman will say to you, for example, "Well, when you said to me, 'What do you think your mother would think of that?' it changed my life forever. So I went out and found some young people who had experienced an intervention from a child and youth care worker that they would say changed their life forever. And then what we did is found the child care worker who had made the intervention, and then we reconstructed this experience. And one of the young women said, "The night that Denny said no changed my life forever. One word, 1 second, because of how he said it and when he said it and his intention in saying it and how he had constructed the moment just so he could say no to a young woman who hardly ever heard the word no in her life, because she lived her life in such a way that everybody would all say yes to her. And she said, "When he said no to me, I went up to my room and I laid on my bed and I wondered what was wrong with me that he would say no to me. And as I thought about it, I began to realize that I spent my whole life saying yes to people and getting them to say yes to me. And that moment changed my life forever." So here's the brief framework. Noticing. Are you about to lift that 3-minute sign? Because I need to know. Okay. Noticing, analysis and reflection, preparation and intervention. And in 2 minutes and 12 seconds, First of all, when we intervene, we notice. We notice what's out there, and we notice what's in here. Self is part, always, of the intervention. So we notice what's out there. We notice what's in here. We attend to the moment. We wonder, do you see what I see? And, of course, we notice opportunities. And what you notice out there depends on your values and your belief and your philosophy. And what you notice in here depends on how well you experience yourself or know yourself, and how active your awareness is at any point in time. And after we notice, we go through a process of analysis and reflection where we wonder how this moment, for example, relates to the context, how this moment relates to the overall goals for the young person, how how we can define the relationship of this moment, this very single moment, with the long-term goals that we've established with the young person. After we go through the process of analysis, the top of that slide is wrong. It should say preparation. And after we go through the process of analysis, we ask ourselves, how do we have to prepare ourselves to intervene? Because all interventions should be thoughtful things. All interventions should be intentional. So we prepare ourselves. We wonder, what are the different things that we could do? We don't always do the first thing that comes to mind. We wonder what things will mean to the young person. We question timing, and of course, we wonder about the availability of the other person. Because if the other person isn't connected with us and available for intervention, then we just waste our time. And finally, of course, we intervene by, and as we do, we attend to the feedback and we pay attention to how we approach this moment. We connect with the other person, and then, we give our intention and we intervene. This moment, this very singular moment with this child at this place and this time, is, as Jerry Fuster said about child and youth care, this isn't like brain surgery. It's much more complicated than that. And so I leave you with the thought, the final thought. You can hold up the one thing now if you want. So I leave you with this one final thought, and that is that a moment can change a life forever. As Bob Dylan said, you came along and changed my life in a time of strife. I was under the gun, clouds blocking the sun, and you changed my life forever. And you can do that in a single moment, because you've all had at least one single moment that changed your life forever. Thanks for the time. Questions, thoughts, arguments, rejections, anything?